Praise the Lord. Akwa Ibom, I said, praise the Lord. You will see miracle. You'll see his power. You will see his authority. You will not stop praying until you see everything. Everything the Lord has provided from Calvary. He provided salvation, you will see. He provided healing, you will see. He provided anointing that breaks every yoke, you will see. He provided the blessing that all the people received all through the Old Testament and New Testament. And the Lord wants you to see tonight, and in the name of the Lord, in the power of the Lord, because of the cross and what he has done, you will see in Jesus' name. The blind will see. The lame will see. The deaf and dumb will see. And everyone that have been oppressed of the devil, conquered by the devil, you will see the power of God in your life in Jesus' name. Again, we come to the wonders of the cross. Many wonders, any wonder you need in your life, every wonder you need in your life, the wonders of the cross. Wonders will come in your life today in Jesus' name. You believe that? What are you? It's up your hand. Father, we thank you tonight and we bless your name. We thank you because of Christ. We thank you because of his sacrifice. And we thank you because he died on the cross to redeem us, to save us, to heal us, to deliver us, and to bring the wonders of heaven into every life. Lord, we pray that today we'll see your wonders in every life in Jesus' name. Every plant that you have not planted, that the Father has not planted in our lives, will be rooted out in Jesus' name. Power from on high, miracle from on high, healing from on high, deliverance from on high, and blessings in multiplied fold from on high, even tonight in every life in Jesus' name. Confirm that in your word as it is written upon every life in Jesus' name. Lord, we know nothing can contradict that written word. It is written, we're saved. It is written, we're healed. It is written, we're delivered. It is written, you have set us free. And we pray whatever you have written concerning us will be fulfilled in every life, everywhere, in all nations, this night, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God shout, amen. Thank you. God bless you. Tonight again, we come to another aspect of the cross of Christ, to another area, another view of the wonders of the cross of Christ. And I'm reading to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, reading from verse 18. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. When you count something foolish, you don't want to touch it, you don't want to go that direction, You count something foolish. You don't want to accept. You don't want to believe. And for the people who think that tradition is the way, they hold on to tradition. And when you talk about the cross that provides a salvation, a healing, a deliverance, and provides all the blessings of God for us, for them, their tradition is the real thing. And because they're holding on to tradition, they count the cross of the Lord foolishness. Other people, they count religion as the thing. They say what they do for themselves in religion, they say that is what will bring solution to them. And therefore, they count the cross of Christ, the provision of our salvation, and what heaven has established, they call that foolishness. And they hold on to the tradition and to the religion that cannot save other people. They think they will make it by themselves. They think it's the work of their hand. They think it's their self-righteousness that will bring them salvation, that will bring them redemption, that will bring them healing and deliverance. And they count the cross. They say, that's what another person has done. They don't understand the person they are referring to, that's Christ. The person they are referring to, that's the Ancient of Days. The person they are referring to, that's the one that has come and he offered himself for us all. And so they hold on to their own good works, self-righteousness, which is nothing in the sight of the Lord. And so even when they hear the preaching of the cross, they say, I don't want that, that is foolish. And they remain in their sin until they perish. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who accept, unto us who believe, unto us who know that salvation is only in Christ. Salvation, redemption, adoption into the family of God, regeneration, new life, abundant life only comes from the cross. For us who believe that, that Christ is Savior, that Christ is Lord, that He and He alone can save, that cross is the power of God. And as you hold on to the cross tonight, accept the cross tonight, believe the Christ who died on the cross tonight, there will be power in your life. That power will come and drive away everything that the devil has planted in your life in Jesus' name. Look at verse 24 there. In verse 24, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, both Jews and Gentiles, both the religious and the irreligious, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Is the wisdom of God that plans the way of salvation. And he planned the only way of salvation for humanity, for you, for me, and for all. And Christ on the cross shows that wisdom of God. Any other sin apart from Christ dying on the cross of Calvary, any other sin is contrary to wisdom. But Christ, the Christ of Calvary, the Christ on the cross, the Christ that was crucified, and the Christ that became your Savior, your Redeemer, your substitute, He is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And then in verse 30, we're told in verse 30, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. And then in verse 31, that according as it is reaching, according as it is reaching. In the reaching world, when the devil came to Christ, to tempt him, to trip him, to make him go away from the plan of redemption and the plan for salvation. All Jesus said is, it is written, according as it is written. Everything that God does, according as it is written. He doesn't do it according to your feeling. When he says you are healed, that's the written word. You may not feel healed. It is not according to your feeling. It is according as it is written. It says you are healed. It says you are saved. It says you are delivered. It says anointing breaks the yoke. And that is written. And according as it is written, it says, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Outside the Lord, there's no power. Outside the Lord, there's no glory. Outside the Lord, there's no redemption. In the Lord, I'm going to invite you tonight that you come into the Lord proper. You come into Christ, and the power of Christ will work unhindered in your life in Jesus' name. Tonight, the message I bring to you is the power and the glory of his cross. The power and the glory of his cross. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, the healing power of Christ. The healing power of Christ. No other power, no other source, and there is no other remedy for your sickness. It's the power of Christ on the cross that brings that healing to you. And tonight, that healing will come to you. It doesn't matter the kind of sickness you have. It doesn't matter the kind of infirmity you have. There is the healing power of Christ, the Christ of the cross. Number two, the heavenly presence of Christ. The heavenly presence of Christ is present with us. And because he's present and he brings the presence of heaven, the glory of heaven, the power of heaven, that presence, and he says, lo, I am with you always. And tonight, his presence will drive away all the presence of Satan, sin and sickness away from your life in Jesus' name. Number three is the hopeful people of Christ. The people who come to Christ. If there's anybody on this earth that has any hope, hope today, hope of the future, hope of heaven, hope that we'll see the Lord on the final day. If there's anyone that has any hope at all on this earth, they're the people of God. They're the people that have come out of the multitude in the world, and they come to the Lord. And because they come and they become the people of God, there is hope for them. And you, as you come and you come to Christ and you see no other power, and there's no other strength, and there's no other source of blessing for me. Only in Christ I find everything I'm looking for. Hope will rise up in your heart. If you're hopeless, I said, hope will rise up in your heart. And the hope of the people of God will make sure that that thing you are hoping for, that thing you are dreaming for, and that thing you are asking for, everything will be yours in Jesus' name. Number one, the healing power. Number two, the heavenly presence. Number three, the hopeful people of Christ. Let's come to number one. In number one, the healing power of Christ. The healing power of Christ. Look at Acts chapter 10, verse 38. For that healing power of Christ, anywhere Jesus went on earth, anywhere, any nation, any community, any place that Jesus gets to, he goes there with his power. The healing power of Christ in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Look up here if you can. God had a timetable, and God follows his timetable. At the timetable, in the timetable at the beginning, it was Moses. When Moses passed on the timetable, God to Joshua. When that Joshua passed on, the timetable came to another and another, until Elijah, until Elisha, until David, until the rest of them. When Christ was born, that he came to fulfill the plan of God, the whole of the dispensation and the whole of the timetable came on Christ. At that time, if anybody called Moses, he will not be healed. If anybody called Joshua, he will not be healed. If anybody called Solomon or any of the other people in the Old Testament, it will not get here, because at this time now, the anointing was totally on Christ. There is no other name now by which you can be saved. There is no personality that can bring you the salvation, the healing, and the deliverance. God has now brought the whole anointing on Christ our Lord, Christ our Savior. And from that time that he lived on earth, until he died on the cross, until the end of time, is Jesus only our Savior, Jesus only our healer, Jesus only our mercy, Jesus only our sanctifier, Jesus only the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. You may hear of another Jesus somewhere, the Jesus of this and the Jesus of that and the Jesus of that. There's no anointing on them. The Lord has not chosen them, has not brought the plan of salvation, the plan of redemption in their hand. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He has put all the power of the Holy Ghost on him. He has put all the power that will solve every problem on earth. He has put it on him. And he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about, and he's still the same today. He will come to you there. I said he will come to you there. As you center your affection, and you center your love, and you center your faith on him and him alone. We're told he went about doing good and healing all. How many people did he heal? Tell me. Does that include you? Yes, it includes you. Healing all that are oppressed of the devil. Oppressed of the devil. Hold on. Look up here. You know, all those people that Jesus healed from Matthew chapter 4, verses 23, 24, and then to Matthew chapter 8, to Matthew chapter 9, and then to Matthew chapter 10. All the people that he healed in Mark, in Luke, in John, all the people that were healed, not one was oppressed of God. There are some people that say, my sickness is what God brought on me. My sickness is what is the will of God, and it is the doing of God. They say, well, God has all authority, he has all power, he has decided I will carry cancer, he has decided I will carry rheumatism, he has decided I will carry blindness, he has decided that evil sin will be upon me. It's God. No, look at this. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. God does not put sickness on anyone, and God will not put calamity on you. I didn't hear your amen. It will not put any evil on you. Whatever is on you is by the devil, and it's by the messengers of the devil. But Christ has come. Every yoke, it will break in your life in Jesus' name. He went about and he's still going about. He'll get to you there today. I said he'll get to you there today. And he's healing all, no matter the description of the sickness. He's healing all, no matter how long that infirmity has stayed. He's healing all, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Look at verse 39. In verse 39, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, who he slew and hanged on a tree. And then in verse 40, but him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. And now we're showing him openly unto you, openly, that he is your Savior. He will save you tonight. Openly, that he is your healer, he will heal you tonight. Openly, that he is your deliverer and your redeemer, he will deliver you and redeem you tonight in Jesus' name. Look at Luke chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Remember, the Heavenly Father anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, the power that is able to destroy everything of the devil. And now he came and he announced to them, and he's announcing to you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Christ was anointed. Anointed by the Father, anointed by God, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, the good news to the poor. You don't have to die in your sin. Good news has come. You don't need to die in your evil. Good news has come. The joyful news and the great news and the glad tidings for the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Set at liberty. It will set you at liberty tonight. Set you free. Emancipate you. Liberate you. And every chain and every shackle that holds you down, the Lord will break and destroy in Jesus' name. In verse 21, he tells us, and he began to say unto them, he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day is the day of your miracle. The day of your healing. The day of the breaking of every yoke out of your life in Jesus' name. It will be fulfilled. Salvation, it will be fulfilled. Healing, it will be fulfilled. Deliverance, it will be fulfilled. And then we're told in verse 32, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Astonished, surprised, because of the anointing upon him that breaks every yoke, his word was with power. Verse 36, it tells us in verse 36, and they were all amazed and surprised, and they spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. It will happen tonight. With authority and with power, he commands those unclean spirits, and they come out. Matthew chapter 8, we're reading from verse 8. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. That's what we need. His word, that's the word that created the whole universe. That's the word that upholds all things on earth, in the world, right now. And when he speaks that word through his instrument tonight, and the word gets to you, you will be healed. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Verse 13, in verse 13, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, as thou hast believed, what you believe tonight will happen. You believe tonight you are going to be saved, it will happen. You believe tonight you are going to be healed, it will happen. You believe tonight that everything that has held you captive, tonight, that all the captivity and the slavery of the devil, that everything will be nullified tonight, as you believe, it will happen unto you. Now, as I'm continuing, think about it now. What do you believe tonight? You are blind. What do you believe tonight? You are deaf. What do you believe tonight? You are lame. What do you believe tonight? You have broken bones. What do you believe tonight? You have a terminal disease. What do you believe tonight? As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant, his servant, was healed in the same hour. Your time has come. Verse 16, and when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. His word is so mighty and powerful. Even if the chief of the satanic cohort is there tormenting your life, his word will come tonight and cast out that evil spirit with his word. And he healed all that were sick. In verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken and written by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. He'll bear, he'll carry, he'll take away all your infirmities tonight in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 5, verse 17, in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, it says, and it came to pass on a certain day, a day like this, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Like that tonight. I said it's like that tonight. And the power of the Lord, the one who died on the cross of Calvary, the one who bore all the stripes that they laid on him, and with his stripes were healed. The power of the Lord is present to heal you. I said to heal you, it will come in Jesus' name. That's the healing power of Christ. Number two now is the heavenly presence of Christ. The heavenly presence of Christ. Can I reveal something to you in John chapter 3? In John chapter 3, looking at verse 2, Nicodemus came unto Christ. And then in verse 2, he said, we know, as he came by night, we know that what you are doing, no man can do. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, a redeemer come from God, a healer come from God, the savior come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And then in verse 3, Jesus told him, and Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man, at that time, at this time, and in this place, and everywhere, in any nation, except a man, any man high, any man low, any man rich, any man religious, any man good-natured, any man philosopher, any man the founder of anything, any man except a man be born again by what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you are going to see the kingdom of God and the King of the kingdom, if you are going to see all that Christ has provided, and when, like that man on the cross said, remember me when you come into thy kingdom, and the Lord said, today I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise. If you're going to see the kingdom of God like that man, when you cross over, you must be born again now. And now let's look at verse 13 as we think about Christ. And it says, no man has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. What I'm telling you here is this, pay attention now. Christ was here on earth. Nicodemus came to him in that chapter 3. And Nicodemus spoke to him, and he spoke to Nicodemus. He was on earth, and yet he said, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. While he was here on earth, he was in heaven, because he's the Son of God, because he's been there from all eternity. And while he's in heaven now, he's here present with us. That's why he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, here in this location of the crusade, and there where people are gathered anywhere in another country, in another continent, in another nation, the Son of Man is in heaven, and is here, and is with them, and is with everyone, and that power resident in him and present in him will take all your problems away in Jesus' name. In John chapter 14, reading from verse 10, John chapter 14, verse 10, it says, believest thou that I am in the Father? Think about that, think about that. He was here on earth, and the Father was in heaven, and was asking disciples and asking Philip, do you believe that even as I am here on earth, I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The Father in heaven was in him and with him while he was here on earth. I'm telling you that even though he has gone to heaven, he's here present with us. He's here present with the blind man there, with the deaf person there, with the lame over there. He's present every time. When he was on earth, he was present in heaven. When he was on earth, he was in the Father. And the Father in heaven was in him. And now, because he's present, the presence of Christ will roll away every infirmity out of your life in Jesus' name. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father, Father in heaven. That's why what he taught us to pray, a Father which art in heaven. He was here on earth. The Father which dwelleth in me while he was here on earth. The Father, the heavenly Father, dwelt in him. He doeth the works. And then in verse 11, he says, believe me that I am in the Father. Believe me that I'm here on earth, I'm in the Father in heaven. And the Father in me, the Father in heaven is in me on earth. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. And then in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. Any believer in Christ there? Or is he there? Or is she there? Verily, verily, I say unto you, Christ said, as you know that the Father was in Christ, and Christ was in the Father, in the same way, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is in you, and is with you, and is by you, and by the same power that he manifested at that time, that same power will rule every guilt away from your life, every kind of condemnation away from your life. Where Christ is present, there cannot be darkness there, there cannot be guilt there, there cannot be condemnation there, there cannot be Satan there. Where Christ is, and Christ is powerfully resident in you, all those things of the devil, everything will clear away. The works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Greater works than these shall he do. How can that happen? When Christ was on earth, he limited himself. He was not limited by anyone. He limited himself to the people on ground. And the few people that came, and he said, my servant is over there. Speak the word, and the word will get to him. And the word got to him, and he was healed. But now, he's giving us the liberty. He's giving us the avenue. We'll speak here in Uyo, Nigeria. And the word of power gets to Kaduna, and gets to Abia, and gets to Lagos, and gets to Ghana, and gets everywhere. The greater works are happening. For you and to you, the greater works will happen. Because I go unto my Father. Not because we cry, not because we roll on the ground, not because we drink water from River Jordan, not because we have oil on our forehead. The greater works will happen because I go unto my Father. And then in verse 13, it tells us, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Then in verse 14, if ye shall ask anything tonight, if you shall ask anything, anywhere you are now, any burden in your heart, any problem that you carry, any yoke that binds you, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I didn't hear your amen there. You will do it in our lives in Jesus' name. Look at Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Now, what you are doing is in fulfillment, obedience to the commandment of the Lord, that we will take the gospel, the good news, the message of salvation, and we will take it to the whole world. Go ye into all the world and preach and proclaim and declare the gospel to every creature. Some of those creatures, they are bound in their guilt. Every creature, give them the good news that there is a new thing that will happen to them. Every creature, some of them are sick to the point of death. Give them the gospel. The gospel will bring them back from that near death experience in Jesus' name. As you hear the gospel tonight, and as you hear the glad tidings tonight, globally, it says, as every creature hears that, that every creature will experience the power of God. Power will come to your life tonight, anywhere you are, in Jesus' name. Then in verse 16, it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But then it serves us the warning. The people that only hear, they don't take action, and faith without works is dead. Faith without action is dead. I accept, but they don't show it. They don't identify publicly with the Lord. He that believeth not shall be damned. And then in verse 17, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, that name will conquer every evil out of your life in Jesus' name. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Old language is out of your mouth. And there was the old language. I never get anything. Old language, you don't speak that anymore. God never answers my prayer. Old language, you don't speak that anymore. I'm always unfortunate, always unlucky. Other people get, I cannot get. That language will get out of your mouth. New tongues, a new language. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am a child of God. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. And then everything you say is according as it is written. And as you declare, according as it is written, it will be fulfilled in your life. Verse 18, it says, they shall take off serpents. That means serpent, spiritual, serpent, physical, will not kill you. Will not destroy you. If you are sleeping and somebody sent serpent, it's useless. Before that serpent gets to you, it will die off. If somebody sent a text message to you, or writes a letter to you, and they write it with red ink, and they say, danger is coming. As you open that thing, before you look at it, everything is neutralized. Serpent sent by anyone, serpent lifted up by anyone, serpent sent like a servant, go and kill him. Nobody will take a minute, a moment out of your life until God sends the angels to come and carry you home. They shall take off serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Somebody there is recovering tonight. And they shall recover. And then in verse 19, so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. Remember, when he was on earth, he was also in heaven. And now he's in heaven, he's here with us. He says, I am with you. I will never leave you. I'm in heaven, my presence is there with you. I will never forsake you. And sat on the right hand of God. Look at verse 20 there. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them. He was in heaven, The presence of Christ was with them there. He was in heaven. As they came to the blind, Christ was there with them, walking with them. As they came to the lame, Christ was there, walking with them. As they came and declared the gospel of salvation, he was with them. The Savior was with them. The healer was with them. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word were signs following. Say it now.
Amen.
Amen. Confirmation of the promise of God in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We come to point number three now. Point number three, the hopeful people of Christ. The hopeful people of Christ. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save his people from their sins. Now, you must determine who you belong to. God is your creator, but you have a choice to deny that creator, and then you say you belong to this cult, you belong to this gang, and you belong to this idol, and you belong to this principality or power. And then you are not owning and accepting that you are created by God. But if you come and you say, I am one of his creatures, he made me, I did not create myself, and he wants me in heaven. As he made me and created me and put me in a place here on earth, he also wants a place for me in heaven. I am one of his people. Salvation will come to you. But if you shake your head and you say, no, I don't want to be one of his people. I don't want to be one of his converts. I don't want to be one of the followers. Then salvation will pass you by. Salvation will not pass me by. Say it for yourself. Salvation will not pass me by. Salvation yours in Jesus' name. That's what gives us hope. Hope that after we die, we'll go to heaven. Because thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Verse 22, it says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, verse 23, it says, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is, tell me, which being interpreted is, tell me out aloud, God with us. Look, we're here on earth, he is there in heaven, but because he is God, he can be in heaven and be with us here. God with us. And because he is with us, all the blessings of Calvary, all the blessings of the cross, all the wonders of the cross will come to you tonight in Jesus' name. God with us. That's what gives us hope. In Romans chapter 4, reading from verse 18, Romans chapter 4 verse 18, who against hope believed in hope, because he saw Christ coming, he saw Christ afar off, and he knew Christ will come, even though he was without hope naturally, without hope historically, without hope scientifically, without hope from man, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. You'll become a father. You'll become a mother. You'll become the carrier of the blessing of God. And the bundle of joy will be your life in Jesus' name. When Other people have said there's no hope. Doctors have said there's no hope. Science has said there's no hope. You believe against hope. You know that Calvary will solve every problem. And because you know that Calvary will solve every problem, against hope, you believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which is spoken. So shall thy seed be. So shall thy salvation be. So shall thy healing be. So shall thy deliverance be. Look at verse 19. It says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. You don't consider your blind eyes that the nerves there are dead, because you are strong in faith. And you know everything you need is coming from Christ. You'll not say, my bones are broken, therefore I cannot stand up, because you consider not your broken bone, your diseased body, your paralyzed body. You don't consider your feeling, the feeling you have when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Where there is death, life will come today. Life, resurrection life will come. Renewed life will come. Regenerating life will come. And the impossible will be possible in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. And then in verse 20, we're told, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Tonight, you give glory to God. But you know, here is a secret. You give glory to God before you feel any change. The children of Israel were going around Jericho, and as they went around, those walls, the walls of Jericho, the walls were still there. The walls were still up. And then they went around 7 times, and then they shouted the shout of joy, the shout of triumph, and the shout of victory. They shouted that shout of joy, of triumph, before the wall came down. And as they shouted, the walls came down flat. Tonight, as we give glory to God for your healing, before you feel anything, while you are praising the Lord, that miracle will appear right there. You see, the children of Israel, before the Red Sea, it had never happened at that time that the Red Sea was opened up, or any sea, any ocean was opened up for people to go on dry ground. They were crying, they were shouting. The cry did not open the Red Sea. But the Lord said, why are you crying unto me? Stretch forth your rod and tell the children of Israel, go forward. And as they obeyed the Lord, assurance, confidence, trust, joy, that the Red Sea will open. Before that Red Sea opened, they believed that it will open. And then he stretched the rod, and what had never happened in the history of humanity happened. I'm telling you tonight, if you'll give the glory to God, not waiting for feeling, not waiting for what I see, I believe. What I believe is what I will see. And as you glorify the Lord, miracle will happen in your life. And then it says in verse 21, it says, being fully persuaded. You see, the people that get miracle, salvation, that the people that they are fully persuaded tonight, as I give myself to Christ, as I surrender myself to Christ, I am fully persuaded. He cannot lie. He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm fully persuaded tonight. As I hand over, as I yield and surrender myself to the Lord, I will be saved. those people that are fully persuaded, they are the people that say, praise the Lord, I'm not waiting for feeling. He said so, he cannot lie. He said he will forgive. He has forgiven me and I have that salvation. Those are the people who are saved, and the people who know that whatever the sickness, whatever the disease, whatever the deformity, I'm fully persuaded that the name of Jesus is above every name, and at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and everyone shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I'm fully persuaded of that tonight, that Christ is my healer, Christ is my deliverer. That full persuasion will bring the healing to you tonight. I'm persuaded over here. I said I'm persuaded over here. And as you are persuaded along with me, if two or four shall agree as touching anything, I agree and I say and I declare and I decree that you will be healed. As you come into agreement with that and you say, he's praying for me, he believes that I'm going to be healed, he believes I'm going to get my miracle, and he's praying with assurance, and then I partner with him with assurance, assurance here from the pulpit, assurance there, wherever you are, healing is sure in Jesus' name. I'm being fully persuaded that what he had promised is able also to perform, able to perform in your life tonight, able to perform in your body tonight, able to perform in your soul tonight, able to perform. Miracle coming your way, miracle of salvation is just tonight, fully persuaded. Miracle of healing is just tonight, fully persuaded. Miracle of deliverance just tonight, fully persuaded. I am persuaded, you are persuaded, two of us agree as touching your salvation, as touching your healing, performance will come. Where are you? I said performance will come. What's the person I'm talking about? I said performance will come. Anywhere you are, now is the time of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. It's bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Today you're fully persuaded that Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary, and that he wants you saved. He wants condemnation taken away from you. He wants all the punishment of your sin taken away from you. And say, yes, Lord, I accept. Yes, Lord, I agree. Yes, Lord, that's exactly what I'm asking. And I have hope tonight that this is the night of my salvation. And I have faith, faith that cannot be contradicted. I have faith tonight that mine is forgiveness and mine is salvation. Wherever you are, raise up your hand. And the moment you do that, fully persuaded, forgiveness comes. Praise the Lord, it's done there. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother there. Thank you, sister there. It's up that hand. Salvation, this is the moment. Forgiveness, this is the moment. The remission of your sin, removal of your sin, this is the moment. Raise up that hand. Don't let this day of salvation pass you by. Anywhere you are, in any country, anywhere you are, in any nation, anywhere you are, in any congregation, even if you are by yourself, and the sound of the gospel, glad tidings and good news is coming to you now, raise up that hand. I am fully persuaded. I am fully persuaded that all the sins you have committed, anytime, all the sins you have committed since you were born until this time, the promise of the Lord is, it will take everything away. It'll wipe everything away. Raise up that hand. Stand up. If you are raising up your hand and you are saying, tonight is the night of my forgiveness, of my salvation, of the removal of my guilt, the removal of the yoke of sin in my life, and he'll give you the power to go and sin no more. The power of a new life, the power of a new character, the power of a new creature. All things will pass away and all things will become new. Stand up. You're standing up and you're saying, yes, I accept. Yes, I receive that salvation. I acknowledge I am saved right now because I hand over my life unto the Lord. As we're standing up, I'm going to pray with you, and you be in total agreement with this prayer. Father, we thank you for this day of the gospel, of good news, the day of salvation, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray that your salvation, your forgiveness, your redemption will come to everyone identifying themselves as candidates for salvation now, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, according to the riches of your grace, you forgive all their sins. According to the riches of your love and your mercy, you grant them salvation and redemption now. And let the peace of God settle in their hearts now, in Jesus' name. I pray that the Holy Spirit will bear witness with their hearts. They are now children of God. We thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you are sincere, as you raise up your hand, and you are sincere in your repentance and coming to the Lord, and you believe that Christ has done it for you, that salvation is confirmed now as we are fully persuaded. Praise the Lord, you are saved. Amen. I said, praise the Lord, you are saved. We're called on our state overseer to handle this counseling time, and then after that, the Lord will bring your healing to you.
Please, counselors, write their names in capital letter. Make it very clear. Write their phone numbers, their house address, the local government where they came from. Indicate the region also. If you're online or you're listening on radio or TV, send your name now, your phone number, an email address by SMS or WhatsApp to 091-5444-263. The number again, 091-544-49-263. There will be a special convert rally online for those watching online, and for us here in Uyo. Please, breakfast with Jesus is by 7 a.m. tomorrow. And as you come, the Lord will bless you. Please, counselors, be fast. Write their name. Make it very clear, their phone numbers, their house address, the local government where they came from. Let's make it very fast. And those of us that are seated, be preparing now, be praying. Tonight will be your night. Don't forget to give them the card, Breakfast with Jesus. Tomorrow morning at IBB. Let's be fast. Be getting ready. There will be testimonies tonight. And you will have your own testimony. Don't forget, you will share your testimony. Don't go away. Stay for the blessing. Tonight is your own night. Please, counselors, by my left hand side, if you are finished, you signify by waving your hand. Okay. Those before me, if you are finished, then you wave your hand. On the right hand, if you are finished, you wave your hand. Let's be fast. And you stay where you are. Those far behind, if you are finished, signify by waving your hand. If you are finished, please wave your hand. Please make sure you write very well in capital letters. You're listening on radio, on television. Please remember to call that number now. You can send SMS, connect with Christ on WhatsApp. On that number before your screen. For those of you listening to via radio, I will quickly give you the number again. 091-5444-9263. The number again, 091-5444-9263. You are taking the best decision. Counselors, before me, if you are finished, wave your hand. Okay. By my left hand, if you are finished, wave your hand now. Okay. By my right hand, if you are finished, wave your hand. Okay. Let's stand up now. Get ready for the man of God. Your miracle is tonight. It's going to happen. Let me hear your big amen. If you're a candidate for miracle, join me and welcome the man of God.
Praise the Lord. And being fully persuaded. Anyone that is fully persuaded that God is able, that Christ has provided the healing, and that healing is according as you believe that it shall be done. Tonight, it will be done. When you hear the name of Jesus, and you know there's no other name, there's no other night, that this moment, that name of Jesus will work wonders in your life. He died already. He provided that healing, that deliverance already. And you are fully persuaded that what he had promised is able to perform. A performance will come in your life. And then you'll be praising the Lord before you even see anything. And before you even feel anything, and as you praise the Lord and you give the glory to Him, as you open your eyes like this, you open your eyes to miracle. Open your eyes to healing. Open your eyes to deliverance. I am fully persuaded. We're ready to pray now. You need miracle, you need healing, you need deliverance. You raise up your hand, and then you lay the other hand where you have the challenge or the problem. Blind eyes will open. Deaf ears will open. Dumb tongues will speak out. Withered hand, withered leg will become strong. Broken bones will be joined together. The power of the Lord will visit you there. Get ready now. It's coming. Lay one hand on yourself where you have the challenge. Raise up the other hand. Fully persuaded. Father, we thank you at this time. We bless your name. We are fully persuaded that you cannot fail. That the name of Jesus cannot fail. Therefore, Lord, we come now speaking to you. Asking of you that you will touch every sick person, and you will touch every oppressed person, afflicted person, in Jesus' name. I send forth your word of power, and that word of power will break every yoke, will destroy every work of the devil in the life of anyone, everyone, in Jesus' name. Impossible now becomes possible. Lord, do it in every life. From the top of their head to the tip of their toe, I pray that your miracle power will work in every life, even now, instantaneously, in Jesus' name. Mental problem, insanity, you demon of madness, principalities and powers, I break your power. I destroy your power. Come out in Jesus' name. And those who have any oppression of the evil one, spiritual attack, spiritual affliction, I command right now, get out in Jesus' name. And Lord, any incurable disease, I pray now you touch them. Be healed. Be healed. All that the hospitals have given up, and he said, this is impossible. Right now, receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Lord, I pray whatever description, whatever name that sickness, that disease is called, manifest your power right now. Grant everyone what they are believing you for. Blind eyes now can open. Deaf ears now can open. That cancer lump can now vanish away. That ulcer can now be soothed, and now you are healed. And that respiratory problem is now gone. Asthma is gone in Jesus' name. That anemia is now dissolved. Everything is all right. Every swelling in your body is now taken away in Jesus' name. Lord, confirmation. Lord, performance. And Lord, as we give you glory, even before we open our eyes, and we give you all the honor, and we praise your name, as we open our eyes, we open our eyes to miracle, to healing, to deliverance, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, it is done. We know it is done. We're persuaded it is done. In Jesus' name we pray.
It is done.